40 Days of Promise, God's Promise of Power. Acts 1:8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." Hi, this is Jim Brown. I can remember the first car I drove. It was my dad's old Chevy pickup truck. He was a contractor and used it to carry supplies to the job site for his crew. It had a heater, an AM radio, a starter button on the floor beside the accelerator pedal, a manual 3-speed on the column, manual crank windows, and a rack on the back for carrying lumber. I thought it was great. Today's cars and trucks are way different with all their bells and whistles. But one big noticeable difference is that nearly every vehicle on the road today has power steering. It makes driving today's pickup trucks and cars so much easier than way back then. Back then, it took both hands to make a turn, especially if you were moving slowly. Today, the power steering unit under the hood does all the heavy lifting. If you doubt it, try steering your car with the power steering not working. This is analogous to the promise here in Acts 1, where you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Trying to live for Jesus, trying to help others, trying to teach Sunday school, trying to preach, trying to love your spouse as Christ loved the church, trying to love those who are unkind towards you, and on is just not possible without the power steering of the Holy Spirit. We all know that we want to live right, do right, think right, and help others, but it's too hard on our own. Thankfully, after Jesus rose from the dead, he spent the next 50 days on earth seeing all his disciples, his followers, and appearing before groups of up to 500 at one time. Then he ascended into heaven. And why did he go back into heaven? So that the Holy Spirit could come and be with us, bringing his power to us for living our lives here. My prayer for today, Lord, thank you for providing me power through your Holy Spirit. I may never fully appreciate his ministry in my life on this side of heaven, but I'm thankful for all he does for me. Amen.